Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Just tell you that they play great defense. They're very sound. They're good tacklers. They're physical. They get off the field on third down. They're good in the red zone. They run the football. It's a physical football team. They possess the football. They lead the NFL in time of possession. They have good, very good quarterback play. They're well coached. They play with technique and fundamentals. The game, they don't panic, you know, one way or the other. They kind of stick to their game plan and wear you down and execute in critical situations. So a lot of respect for them, certainly what they've done in a short amount of time.
Mike Vrabel on the Chargers. Huge matchup for the Pats on Sunday. We've been talking about it the last couple of days, specifically all day long, here on Jones and Keefe. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. Whole bunch of texts weighing in as Tommy Curran says, Drake May, not just his pick for MVP, but Curran thinks he will get the most votes and win MVP, which I'm surprised at. Betting markets favor Stafford, even slightly.
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty clear cut between the two, because one of Curran's takes was it's now... you don't just vote for one person anymore. You vote for five, and it's weighted, right? You get whatever, how many points for first all the way down to fifth. And he thinks that Drake will be more consistently
on
top two.
Top two on all
ballots. And Stafford
won't
be. Whereas I feel like just with all the discussion over the last month, it'll be those two, and then everybody else might honestly have a different third person.
Right.
Right? I feel like it's a two-person race.
I agree with you. Yeah. Like, it might be Josh Allen. It might be Garrett. Taylor's fallen off way too far. Like, I don't even who JSN fell off a little bit at the end of the year.
I don't think any of those guys will get a sniff. Like, Puka Nacua will get, like, offensive player of the year votes. And guys
Trevor
like
Lawrence
that.
Probably get votes.
McCaffrey. Yeah.
Maybe.
Might get, like, a fifth.
Yes.
Yeah, Lawrence, Lawrence or, like, Bo Nix. You're talking about, like, a winner? I mean, Josh Allen will probably finish third.
Allen would easily be third on my ballot. Not even close.
Your guy Sam Darnold?
Would not get
a nice
vote.
Season.
I don't know what I would do with him, but he wouldn't get a top five vote. So I don't know what I do after the top three, but I would go May, Stafford,
Allen. Leave a blank. Yeah. I'm voting for three.
That's it. What do we have here? What do we have here? Guys, it's not close. This is Stafford in a landslide.
I don't know how you could say that.
Me either.
If you want to say it's Stafford,
Stafford
or May, but just to do like it's a blowout.
I don't think
Stafford has more touchdowns. Do you know who led the league in touchdowns passes last year?
Lamar?
No, not the guy who won the MVP. Joe Burrow.
Oh, Burrow won in touchdowns. Well,
yeah, he had the most touchdowns.
I figured it wasn't Allen. Now, Allen had a bunch of rushing touchdowns last year.
Allen was like, in passing touchdowns last year, Allen was, I don't know, ninth?
Right,
like,
but this was an argument for Allen last year, and it's an argument for Drake May now.
Right. That's not the only stat.
Allen runs for like another double-digit touchdowns every year. May had an extra four on the ground. Guys, completion percentage is a managed stat. If you take no chances and you have a good run game and you play weak teams, anyone can have a high completion rate. Well, I agree with that.
I'm not going to insult the person that just texted that in, but that's stupid.
Well, it's stupid in regards to Drake May.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not seeing the whole picture then.
No, Mac Jones had a high completion percentage because he throws 5 yards in front of the line to the running back.
If you're going
to
cherry pick a stat, right? Because you're right. There can be quarterbacks in college especially that you see they throw the ball 1 yard, 2 yards, and their completion percentage is high. But what if you also lead the league in yards per attempt? How can that equal out? So nobody is throwing the ball further down the field than Drake May.
Do you know this is a perfect set. So Drake May is number one in completion percentage, 72%. He's one of like six quarterbacks to be north of 70, I think. He set the Patriots all-time record. But he also led the league in yards per attempt.
Yeah, how many times does that happen?
I don't think it has.
I think I heard Shine mention it yesterday. I don't remember the names, but the two other people have done it, won MVP.
Oh, really?
It was probably like Mahomes,
so Mahomes and Peyton Manning.
Oh, I didn't even think it had happened.
I thought it would have been a first, but either way.
Okay, you know who is second and third on the list? This is perfect. Mac Jones and Brock Purdy. Now, those are guys who have and I'm surprised they both qualify.
Yeah.
Those are guys who both have manufactured high completion percentages because of the Shanahan office and where they throw, and they just They throw to the tight end and the running back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that... That completion percentage can be very misleading.
Oh, I would almost. I get what the texter's saying. Like, you could almost throw it out if he averaged 4 yards a throw or whatever. But when he's leading the league, and specifically head to head versus Stafford, he has a higher completion percentage and takes more chances downfield.
Right.
Has a higher yards per attempt. And quarterback rating, if you want to throw that in, quarterback rating is better. If you do total yards, because everyone's like yards and touchdowns, if you do rush yards and pass yards for Drake May, just total yards
from scrimmage, yards, he has the advantage over Stafford.
Yeah.
Yep.
And wins.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't have two all-pro wide receivers.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Joe Burrow led the league in 2021 in completion percentage with 8.9 yards per attempt, did not get an MVP vote.
Wait, so he...
He did what Drake May did and didn't even get a vote. But
Burrow in 2021 did
both? 2021.
Well, he owns. They're going to rename the comeback player.
They went
10-6,
though, so that's probably why.
Yeah, it could be. Right, exactly. 10-6.
Oh, yeah, that's also
team.
Different.
Yeah, it's very different. Yeah. Okay, let's get to some phone calls here. This is somebody who I know can't possibly be voting for Drake May if she has a vote.
Do you think she has a vote?
Susan in Worcester. Hello, Susan.
Gee, you read my mind, huh?
Sure did.
I did. I just read the subject line on the screen, but yeah.
Okay, what I want to really say, I want to be serious, okay? I think he has a great year. He did one. I didn't think he could do what he's doing. But you know what? He hasn't won nothing yet. He hasn't won a playoff game. He hasn't won the Super Bowl. Until he does that, then I'm going to give him his kudos. But listen.
Real quick. Until he does which? If he wins a playoff game, you're going to give him his kudos, or he has to win a Super Bowl? Until he does which?
Super Bowl. Well, he's got to win a Super Bowl.
I got to ask you real quick. Have you given Josh Allen his kudos?
Of course I have.
Has he won a Super Bowl?
No.
Mousetrap.
No, he hasn't.
Just got mousetrapped.
All right, okay, you won that. All right, you got me there. But listen to about the media now.
Good.
I want to talk about the media.
I know you do.
Good.
All I heard about with the great Aaron Rodgers, I am a big Rodgers fan, and he was sensational Sunday. The thing about Rodgers, I listen to the talk shows in Boston.
Yep.
All he cares about is MVPs, and he don't even care about the Super Bowl. And here you guys, all of you, like Monta Lewinsky on her knees with Clinton, begging for him to get the MVP.
Good Lord.
It's your number one thing. It's your number one thing instead of the Super Bowl. So you people are hypocrites.
Okay.
And Tommy Tunia, he's never right. I'm more right than he is, and he gets paid for what he does.
Well, he's had a tough go. She's not wrong. He's had a tough go with a few takes this year.
Yeah, that's fine. It happens to the best of us. But I was just trying to get some consistency there. So she won't give Drake May kudos till he wins the Super Bowl.
No, she wants consistency, Keith.
Yeah, but again, she can't hype up any other quarterback, I guess, besides Mahomes and Hurts.
She does make a halfway decent point about Aaron Rodgers. We're all like, he doesn't care about winning. He just cares about MVPs. And now we're like, yeah, Drake May, MVP is like super important. That is a bit inconsistent.
No. I don't even know if I'm saying, well, I've always said it's important, whether it's Aaron Rodgers or Lamar. So I'll be consistent there. I just think with Drake May, we're talking about how there really seems to be two legit candidates. I think he deserves it. It is a separate thing. It has nothing to do. He could have the best game on Sunday or the worst game on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Doesn't impact if he should or shouldn't be the MVP of this year. But you can't hype up guys like Josh Allen or Lamar. Right. If your whole thing is they have to win a Super Bowl, Josh Allen's never even been to one.
Keith, she bent the knee right away. She said, you got me there.
Okay.
Well, which, credit to her. You mousetrapped her. She acknowledged the mousetrap. She even acknowledged at the beginning that Drake May has been way better than she thought.
We didn't get her MVP, though. Who does she think she'd be?
I'm going to guess Stafford. Well, might be Allen.
Oh, Stafford won a Super Bowl, though.
Oh,
so
Stafford,
it could be Stafford.
Stafford has won a Super Bowl. That's true.
He can only be a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
That's true.
Fine.
All right. Okay. More phone calls. Tyler's in New Hampshire. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, so first off, I think that woman that just called in needs to be put in a padded room.
As long as she can keep calling, I don't care what room she's calling.
There's a phone in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, she needs to be in a padded room. I don't know what's going on in Worcester, but anyway. So my take on the whole Drake May situation, like, trying to not be too biased because I'm a huge Drake May fan, I'm a huge Patriots fan. Look at what he's done with the little weapons that he has compared to Matthew Stafford. And his deep ball has been so much better. He's also doing stuff on the run. And the whole, like, argument of, like, the soft schedule, nobody was talking about that in the preseason. They were projected to go 9-8. And look at them now. They're 14-3. Oh, wait, because they're 14-3, now the whole soft schedule thing is getting taken into account. I think it's bull.
Well, we talked a lot about the soft schedule in the offseason. We knew it was going to be an easy schedule.
No, we did. That was part of the reason why we took the over on wins.
Correct. I had them at 9.
Yep.
You had them at 10 because of the easy schedule, and they exceeded expectations on the easy schedule.
Yeah.
But we definitely talked a lot about the easy schedule.
But I also think if the easy schedule is your main argument for Stafford, I think you have to point out look at the defenses that they're going up against.
Or what Curran said. Look at how they fared against common opponents.
Yeah,
May did better against the same opponent Stafford faced this year. He won more games. He had better stats. Tim and Brockton, I don't really think this is the argument, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Team Susan. Let's go all day. We don't care about that MVP talk. Let him get a chip. Team Susan all day. I want what she's drinking. Let's go. Let's go, Team
all right,
Susan.
Okay. Tim. I mean, it might be more than just drinks, but I would say they can be separate things. Both are important.
No one argues a Super Bowl is more important than an MVP. No one argues that.
Nobody does.
I would rather the Super Bowl than the MVP. Like, that's the stupidest thing ever. I don't know. Of course we all want that.
I think everybody would.
The idea is Drake May could do both win the MVP in the meantime. Yeah.
Well, the other
team
idea.
Team Susan all day.
The other idea is the regular season is over.
Yeah.
The people assigned to vote on the MVP had to turn in their votes. So we're talking about it now. That's what it is.
Yep.
This isn't an either or would you rather. It isn't.
Right.
Like that. It's pretty one-sided.
One's done. Text line is asking, is it just a regular season award?
It is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And that's why we're talking about it.
So the whole, this is why the.
Nobody's choosing. Now we're confusing all of the answers and questions here.
Okay.
What would you rather have?
Get you
a guy who can do both.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
But I would take the Super Bowl. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here. Jones and Keefe. We'll get back to, this matchup with the Chargers. We'll get back to who has more pressure on them, and does that matter on Sunday? Plus, we have a Keefe for Madness for you next.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay. Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Jim, Liz, do you know how many eggs a chicken can lay?
This is ridiculous. This is a pig on Victor Place in the city of Buffalo. Where did this come from?
Investigators say the two believed Anthony Constantine and Brian Reynolds.
It's around. I just cut walk. I seen it. Seen me. See it.
All right. Time for the Madness. Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We got two stories today, if we have time for them, Jones.
Okay.
Let's start with this one in Florida. This one's in Florida. Let's see what happened.
Meanwhile, in Lake City, police officers announced the arrest of a suspect who robbed a business.
Okay, robbed a business. Okay. What is going to stand out about this gentleman who robbed a business?
Inside job. He worked there,
inside
obviously.
Job.
Yeah,
obviously.
Of course. Okay, do I even need to say it?
No. Anything else? Anything else that's going to stand out that you'd be able to describe the person?
Oh,
really?
Description.
Really tall. A really tall person. A really tall inside job.
No Wadlow.
No.
May he rest
in
peace.
Yeah. No. The great.
Yeah.
The gentle giant. Not so. You're saying maybe really tall person.
Yeah.
Magnum Dom.
Okay, Nick coming in with an idea.
I'm not ruling it out if he's super tall. But,
okay. Yeah. All right, let's see.
Meanwhile, in Lake City, police officers announced the arrest of a suspect who robbed a business while naked. Employees told officers,
"Naked,
naked,
the
man.
Naked thief, naked
might've,
man
might have been tall too.
Could have been
tall. Naked tall man
specifically. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right. Naked guy robbing a shop."
But on December 23rd, a 25-year-old Kobe Watkins only covered his face and threatened them with a piece of cloth wrapped around what they believed was a weapon in his
hand. Oh, thank God.
Hand in his hand.
Okay,
so he did have a face mask on, so he was preventing COVID spread. That was good.
Yep.
Nothing else. Just a weapon. Maybe a weapon.
Magnum Dom.
Okay, Nick. Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
They didn't get into the full description there.
One weapon.
Covered his mask. Yeah. And then... robbed the place.
Watkins took more than $1,000 from a cash box. Officers identified him after reviewing surveillance footage.
They had seen everything.
Yeah.
At that point, they'd seen everything.
Some poor intern at the police department got saddled with.
Left nothing to the imagination. You're going to need to go through a lot of photos.
Guys, we got reams of info here. Lots of info.
See those binders over there? You better start flipping through them. We need to identify the suspect. I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't want to work here anymore.
I think I quit.
Watkins was taken to the hospital for medical evaluation before being booked into the Columbia County Jail.
Yeah, they got him. They found him.
Okay.
They got their man.
He's got a good, excuse.
He's sir, just, where are your clothes?
If he throws some clothes on by the time they get them, they're like,
who,
couldn't be the same guy.
You don't think it's me, do you?
Yeah. So he got a mask, got $1,000, and also arrested. Let's go to a creature feature, though. This is a creature feature
nice.
Story.
A Morristown pawn shop runs a tight ship.
Okay. Pawn shop in Morristown. All right, tight ship. I'm in. These are the details.
But 24/7 security and plenty of surveillance cameras couldn't stop this break-in.
We come in the door about 8, probably 8:20, and it was a disaster.
Not a naked man. Could have been the
you're
same story.
You're telling me it's not?
I'm telling you right now, it is not the same story.
All right, so what was it?
Yeah.
A disaster.
Well, another inside job, obviously.
I know. That goes without saying at this point.
This is the tall man.
This could be the tall man.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Trade Center owner Loretta Bryant showed up Sunday to a mess. But this wasn't your typical pawn shop problem. And the suspect wasn't looking for cash.
I went back and I said, what is it? And there was the little Chester, the little brown capuchin monkey sitting.
Oh,
a brown
Chester, the little capuchin monkey?
Capuchin monkey, yeah.
Caputo?
I'm unfamiliar with
she knew the exact type of monkey. I don't know if that was knowledge that she already had or if she like looked into it.
She knew his name.
Chester. So for sure inside job, John.
Capuchin monkey. Oh, this is like
a little guy.
Like the outbreak monkey.
Like the outbreak monkey.
Yeah.
A little bit. Or the monkey in the Hangover? Same one? No?
Hang on.
Hangover good question. 2, I think.
Yeah, good question.
Hangover 2. Of course, it was a tiger in Hangover 1.
I only saw that. Oh, no, different than that.
Oh, okay.
Hangover monkey. Yeah, I'd stick with outbreak monkey.
Capuchin
monkey, yeah.
Yeah, she knew exactly who it was.
Yeah.
This is interesting, though. We had a couple weeks ago, we had that story of that raccoon that got into the liquor store and just got passed out drunk by the
wasted.
Yeah. And this is a different story. This is another animal breaking and entering.
The little brown capuchin monkey sitting right in that door.
The furry culprit made his way in through a doggy door.
That's not the guy who broke in.
Different
naked.
Guy. Nope, different guy.
That's not the furry culprit.
Different guy.
Different one.
You have a doggy door, though.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be pretty easy to get
frowned upon. Yeah.
Ask the pawn shop cats. All captured on surveillance video.
There was monkey messes everywhere.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know what that means.
I've seen them in the zoo.
Monkey messes. That's what they say. Not only is it inhumane to have a pet monkey, but they say you got to put diapers on them.
Because they'll
catch it in their hand and throw it around the house. That's real. That's a real thing. I did my research on pet monkeys once.
Really?
Yeah, like you, it's a nightmare.
And Chester sounds like...
He's in
especially
that kind
of thing. An offender of that. Yeah.
It was a crime of opportunity and a little monkey business.
Ah,
good use of monkey business.
Nailed it.
Finally. Yeah. I was waiting for that.
He really hated computer keyboards. There was 3 computer keyboards.
You think you got in an argument with Grok like me?
That's why.
Yes.
That's why he hates computer keyboards. Yeah, he got frustrated.
Keith screaming at Grok. Yeah, that's why.
It's a scene from Zoolander. Yeah. We need to get inside the computer.
Just bashed. The keys were laying in the floor.
In a store full of instruments, it was a jam session no one signed up for.
There was bags of potatoes busted from our crackers. I watched him open a pack of crackers and eat some.
He's eating crackers and chips and playing the musical instruments.
At least he wasn't wasting them.
He's having a blast.
It sounds like a great time.
Even the best detectives have to wonder.
What are they thinking about? I don't know.
What the monkey is thinking about?
Is he trying to eat something?
Is she in the middle of her thought or is she keep going?
Yeah, there's more.
Oh.
After 5 decades, something a pawn shop's never seen.
In my wildest dream, could not have dreamt that.
What are your wildest dreams?
Be specific.
A smash and grab without the grab.
So just a smash?
Yeah, you just smash the keyboards.
smash some chips and crackers.
Yeah, grab bag made of that by far.
Good idea.
That's
just a smash.
Yeah.
A smash and grab without the grab. But this hometown store is now back to normal.
It's just a great place to live.
But the shop?
I guess.
Even with monkeys.
Even with monkeys. Right.
Tough finish, but they got
told that story. And so, yeah, monkey broke in, ate some crackers, smashed a keyboard.
Smashed some keyboards.
Played some instruments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Playing the drums.
Bunch of texts on the same wavelength about our first story, the naked man that broke in.
Yeah.
They said, did they use a sketch artist?
A lot of detail.
Do we have a lineup?
Yeah, we have a lineup. we have a lineup here. So, ma'am, which one was this, sir? Which one was this?
Like, I don't know.
Oh, boy.
I need to see a few more. It's none of these.
Bring in the sketch artist.
Bonnie Blue picks the guy out immediately.
Maybe a whole detective series for her. Sketch artist on a sticky pad for some of us is what they would do. So there you go. That is the madness, Kiefer Madness, every Tuesday, most Thursdays here on Jones and Keefe. Stay tuned. 617.
We come in the door about 8, probably 8:20, and it was a disaster.
We'll get to your phone calls. 617-779-7937. Back into the Patriots and the Chargers. How sustainable, by the way, is the Pats' success beyond this season? We'll start mixing that in with your thoughts next.